We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. A podcast where I try to figure out why I'm still single, even though I will lick your butt cheeks, slap them together, and then giggle. My guest today, you know him, you love him, you've literally tweeted at me so many times for him to be on this podcast. It's Wes, the AD from Nailed It. Brow, 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 brow. Wes.
Hi.
Hi, Wes.
Hi.
Okay. How are you?
Great.
Okay. Let's talk about Nailed It real quick.
Real quick.
So I don't remember how it came to pass that you were like on the show.
Oh, I remember very clearly. It was the blocking day, like the day where we run through all the camera positions and where everybody's going to stand, and we're kind of figuring out what the show's going to look like. And then I'm the assistant director, so I got to figure out where things are.
Not a PA, not a grip.
Yeah, I'm not. I want to make that very clear. I am not a goddamn PA. The only time I've thought about getting a Twitter account is to just go on there and correct people. Like
I'm not a PA.
A motherfucking PA. Anywho, So I just have to figure out the flow of the show and where I'm queuing people in from. So it's like, well, where's the trophy coming from? Is it hidden beneath the table? Mm-hmm. Does it magically appear? Like, well, let's make it, because like the original, you know, thought of the show is like, it's kind of a janky behind the scenes thing.
It's pretty
janky. So it's like, well, what, like for the first episode, why don't you just like bring it out? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, so I did it, and then it became a full blown thing.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? What are your thoughts?
I find it's funny. It's mm-hmm. like, it's weird and embarrassing, especially because the whole, you know, the first and second season, the entire gag is that I'm terrible at my job. Like, it's the, my job is to get things done on time and have things ready. And as Wes. So I just look like a giant dick.
I don't think you look like a giant dick. I think maybe not even incompetent, just forgetful.
That's incompetent if you're an assistant director, but it's fine.
I guess so. It is very funny to me that people, truly, the amount that people tweet at me about you is baffling. Also, it's not that hard to find you on social media. People are like, what's his Instagram handle? I'm like, honestly, if you pause it during the credits, you'll see your
name.
First and last
yes.
name, and then you can just plug it into Instagram. Are you on private or public?
Public.
Mm.
And because I didn't switch it before the first season, and now it's like a bunch of people have added me, which is fine. It's cool. It's I've gotten a couple graphic DMs.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Like what?
There's like a lot of thirsty Midwestern wives and gay dudes out there who have written some pretty, pretty graphic
Can you pull
things.
One up?
I delete them.
Oh, you are like, fun.
I show my wife. We have a chuckle about it.
See, Wes is married. That's another question I get. Is he single? And I'm like, ladies, he wears a ring. He doesn't take it off. There's a ring on camera. Just look. You got to look.
You know.
Where did you meet your wife?
We met at a random dive bar in Los Angeles, the drawing room.
I go there often. I have yet to meet a single good person there. And then how long ago was that?
That was almost 7 years ago.
So you have you missed apps? So have you ever been on an app?
No, I've never been on an app. Never done the online dating. Never done the.
What a fucking dream! You're very lucky.
Yeah.
So was it like love? Are you okay talking about this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Was it love at first sight? Was it like a grow to love, or what was it? Tell me. I've never been in love where someone loved me back. So just walk me through it.
So I was dating somebody else when we met. And she was actually I was at the bar with my now ex. Nothing scandalous happened. We literally the bar was full.
Uh-huh.
She was, my wife now, Jess, was sitting at a table with her friends and they had a couple open seats. Mm-hmm. So I walked up and said, hey, do you mind if we join you? We sat we found out we all work in the entertainment industry. We became like Facebook friends. Like nothing happened.
Okay.
Until I was doing this like international travel show. I got back. My girlfriend and I broke up. Mm-hmm. And then I really liked Jess. I just thought she was like a really cool person. Mm-hmm. And right before we broke up, I hit her up to hang out as like a group thing.
Okay.
And my then girlfriend had to bail. I met up with Jess and one of her friends, had a great time. And then 3 days later, my girlfriend and I broke up. And then
who broke up with who?
Oh, I got dumped.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Was she mean about it?
No, she wasn't mean about it.
I've never dumped anyone.
I just did the sad Hulk walking away with my bag of shit. Yeah.
Were you living together?
Yep.
Oh, no. Was she like, we're done and you have got to go?
No, it was implied because she owned everything in the apartment. Because I got rid of all my shit when we moved in. So it was just implied. It was been like, yeah, you don't have anything here. So
take your clothes and leave. Yeah. How long did you guys live together?
We lived together for, a year, I think.
Okay. And then before that, were you in a long-term relationship? Are you a serial monogamist?
No. I didn't date anybody until, until I was probably like 22, 23, 22. Yeah.
Why?
I just didn't.
Were you scared of the women's?
Well, I went to the film school I went to was just nothing but bros.
Okay.
Just bros as far as the eye can see. And I like lost my mojo there. Like I like forgot to talk, how to like talk to women when I went there. And I had to like get my self-confidence back after
Fair.
That.
Fair. That makes sense. Where did you go to school?
I don't want to say the
name
of
it. No, you don't have to
say
the name of the school. Is it here or
no,
out of state?
It was in Florida.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, gross.
God,
fucking
Florida's
disgusting.
The fucking worst.
The worst. The entire thing could sink into the ocean. We would all be better
truly,
off.
Truly. It's a garbage state.
Yeah.
I just went to Naples, Florida. Some of the oldest people I've ever seen live there. Just like skeletons, like whispers of people. Like they're, I hated it. So you went to film school. So wait, you didn't have like a girlfriend in high school?
No.
Middle school?
Nope.
Elementary school. Just kidding. Can I ask you a very personal question?
Yep.
When did you lose your virginity?
14.
Fourteen or fifteen.
Maybe I was 15.
So you fucked once and you were like, I'm done.
I just didn't date anybody. I just didn't like there was
oh,
no.
Oh, you were just
like,
fucking.
Yeah, I mean,
you were
like,
just in these streets
like,
breaking.
I don't want
hearts.
To make it sound like I'm like just running around neck deep in poon 24/7. But like I knew that I wasn't gonna stay where I grew up and I just didn't see the point of like long term dating.
Fair. Cause you grew up in Southern Illinois?
Just smack dab in the middle.
Oh, in
Illinois.
The middle.
Yeah, it's all the same. If there's Chicago, there's the rest of the state, there's a shitload of corn, and that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I was in the part with the shitload of corn.
And you were just like, I can't stay here. Did you always know you wanted to be in entertainment?
I didn't know that you could, like, it just didn't seem like a feasible job. Like, it just didn't occur to me, like, that that's something that you could do. Because I'm just a simple country boy, you know? I was like, so it just didn't dawn. Like, I'd always been, like, obsessed with TV shows and movies and, like, would memorize comedies and stand-up specials and stuff like that and just always, like loved it. But it just never occurred to me that that's, like, a job that you could have. So until I was like, I was actually a law enforcement major my freshman year of college.
You wanted to be a cop?
I didn't want to be a cop. I didn't know what I wanted to do. But like then I saw like future Wes, like kicking the door of college Wes. Uh-huh. Like, freeze, kid. Put down the joint and the chocolate milk.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know you want to watch Muppet Treasure Island and not hurt anybody, but I got to drag you off to jail. And
you were like, can't do that.
Yeah, got out of that situation.
Fair. Yeah, I don't know if I could be a cop. I'm very bad at being like, guys, can you stop? I couldn't arrest somebody.
You're not,
and be like,
I would not say that you're a very, like, I don't know.
No, I get annoyed, but like, and I can be stern, but for the most part, hey, baby, life is fun. Easy breezy, beautiful.
I want everybody to know that you are a treat to work with. No matter how much you yell and sexually harass me,
you are a
treat to work with.
Do you think I sexually harass you?
It's like in a joking way.
And yes, I
90%
don't mean
of it doesn't make the show.
Yeah.
But it's mainly like an inside joke between us and the crew.
My favorite thing that didn't make the show, I said in an interview recently, was when you were under the desk and you came up with the trophy, and I was like, Wes has been in my pussy the whole time. I was really sad that they didn't leave it in.
Yeah.
I guess children.
Which is weird because originally it was told me, it was like, oh, this is like a late night. Like,
is that what they told you?
Like, not your mama's bacon show. Like, and then it was like, it's all like kid. Like, I have like buddies who are like, my kid knows who you are because they watch the show.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Kids love me and I hate it.
It's weird.
This kid
you
in
are
Target.
Not kid friendly.
No,
like, I'm sure you would be nice to children. Like, you wouldn't go around and punt a
no,
toddler.
No, I'm not gonna knock someone
you
over.
You say dick and pussy and
almost
all that
every sentence. I'm talking about my pussy or how it wants to gobble a dick. But yeah, it's they cut all of it out. But then I was like, of course you can cut around it. We shoot for like 10 hours.
Yeah,
watching people bake is really mind-numbing.
Yeah, but like after that I went to another unnamed baking show, but it was like a serious baking show where it was like people like were actually like trying to do a good job.
Uh-huh.
And that shit is boring.
I couldn't imagine ever doing
that. The crumble on his apple crumble is too crumbly. Where it's like ours is like, that's just a molten hot piece of shit that you've made right there.
So and do those people have to watch them bake too?
No, they're not out. They're not out there during the hosts are not out there during
other
the one.
Show.
Yeah.
They get to go away.
They get to go away. Yeah, you.
And
got
I was like, I think they swindled me in this because I didn't know
a little bit. Yeah,
because like the first, I don't know, 5 days we were shooting, I was like, I shouldn't have to be out here, but I guess that's how baking shows are.
Mm-mm.
Man, it really, now I'm just like, whatever, I'll do it. I'll play with Jacques. I'll tell him dick jokes. He'll giggle. It'll be great. But yeah, the show is, it's fun, but wild.
Mm-hmm.
Very wild.
I love working on the show. The crew is amazing.
The crew's really fun.
I feel like I'm like laughing all day. It's like it can be stressful at times. Mm-hmm. Like it's busy for me, but like it's good. It keeps you sharp and focused in the day.
What is your app? What do you do? You have like this headset with like three different fucking walkie talkie thingies.
Yeah.
Who are you? Who all are you talking to?
So I've got a walkie in my left ear that's on the AD and like casting channel. So my second AD is on there, who I'm like talking to about making sure interviews are still running and food.
Is that Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
Okay.
And making sure interviews are going, you know, like he keeps me updated on interviews, on the food beauties, the secret chef stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And also just like schedule stuff moving forward. I've also got the casting guy, Will, on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling him to like move the cast, take the cast, get them out, get them to rules. And I've got my lockup PAs on that channel. On the other ear, I'm on with producers, like the guys in the booth.
That must be
and
so...
Then,
confused or annoying.
It's like, it's what sucks is like, then I've got a third one that goes over one ear that's a line to the director and all the camera operators.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's three different.
Awful. I just have one person in my ear who I ignore sometimes. I'm like, nope, not doing that. But for the most part, I'll say what he wants me to say. But sometimes I'm like, no.
Yeah. Sometimes there might not be a joke that you know.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. No, I don't say that. No. What do I want to know? Okay, so you've been married for seven years or together for seven years?
No, I met her 7 years ago. We've been together for six and married for coming up on two.
Where did you get married?
We got married in Washington State in the Olympic Peninsula on Lake Crescent.
Is that where she's from?
No, we took our first trip together there and just kind of like drove around the Olympic Peninsula. And camped and hiked, and we found this incredible lake. It was just like, and so we stopped and spent like an afternoon there. It was just a very special afternoon. I remember it very clearly. And then it turns out that there's this amazing wedding venue there that's like, during the week, it's like a summer camp for like inner city kids. Mm-hmm. And then they do weddings on the weekend. And so we took over the place for this camp for the weekend. It was amazing.
I like that. So this inner city camp is fueled by nice white people having weddings.
Pretty much.
So your money went to a good cause.
Yeah.
That's nice. Quess, always helping the blacks. I mean, you help me out at work, so it's true.
I get you coffee now and again.
You get me coffee almost every day, or someone gets me coffee and then you bring it.
Yeah, I take it off. I take it from them.
From a nice PA and give it to me.
Take credit for it.
Which is very nice. I love all the camera operators on our show.
Yeah.
There was one episode where we had a guest judge who... He was a curious man, and I kept looking at him in a weird way. And then Rob was like, "You gotta fix your face." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I'll do the face you're doing when he's saying something wild." And I was like, "Oh no!" So then it became a thing where he would just be like, "Fix it." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Because I don't realize what I'm doing with my face sometimes, especially when someone's being wild. Let's see. What else do I want to know about your relationship? Because I've never been in a real one. How did you know that your wife was the person that you wanted to marry?
I knew, like, I'd say 6 months in, I knew
really?
That I was going to, I knew that I was going to marry her. It was like, we dated for another, like, 2.5 before I proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3.5 before I proposed. It was about 6 months in when it was just this, like, feeling that set in that was just like, she's the one. This is the woman I want to spend my life with.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's pretty fucking sweet.
How did you propose?
We did it like when we went on a vacation. We were in Iceland and mm-hmm. on the top of a waterfall. We went on a hike and it was romantic as shit. I don't want to toot my own horn, but you know.
No, toot it. That's nice. So how did you know what ring to get her?
I enlisted the help of her two of her best friends.
Mm. Yeah. Did she know it was coming and did she just act surprised?
No, because I'm dumb and I like purposely like try to like throw her off before we went. Cause like, I'm like, hey.
Oh, I thought you meant off the waterfall.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, Wes, no. You pretended to
I'd
push
really
her and got on a knee.
I, you know, attempted to murder her and then slid
like,
a ring on
throw
it.
Throw her off the trail.
She
okay.
would not have seen that. No. So I before we left, I'm like, hey, I just want to say this. Like, I know that like a lot of people have expectations when couples take international trips and this is our first one together. And I just don't want you to feel like let down. And I don't want there to be any pressure. So I just want you to know to like. You know, like, don't expect that.
Well, then she's going to expect something.
No.
Oh, she didn't?
Took it. No, she got a little upset.
Oh,
and we had
no.
to, like, kind of a fight about it.
Oh,
and,
no.
like, I had already bought the ring at this point. It was with her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called her best friend Clay to mm-hmm. talk about it. And then he called me the next day and was, like, just basically laughing at me.
Mm-hmm.
Not a smart man.
That is very funny to do that before you propose. Don't expect anything from me. I'm not
going to
shit for you.
Nothing's
going to happen.
And
then I'm going to push you off a waterfall. That's what did she say when you were like, well, okay, what did you say exactly?
When I proposed?
Yeah. Was it just, will you marry me? Or were you like, you're the light of my light and your titties are nice?
It was something like, I don't remember the exact words, but it was something like it was the former.
Not your titties are nice?
No, it was like you're the light of my life and your titties are nice and the whole, yeah.
When someone proposes to me, I really hope they're like, ooh, your titties are nice and sweet and I love sucking up on them. You pussy gushy.
It's because you're romantic, Nicole.
I want someone to be real nasty. What was your first impression of me when we started working together? Did you think I was wild?
I thought you were wild. I thought you were hilarious. I thought we got along from the beginning, mm-hmm. and it was just weird for me to be in that situation, to be like on camera, like be doing mm-hmm. my job and then like feel the cameras like pivot over my direction. It's weird.
It's very funny. I think it's so funny because like you won't smile on camera. But then you smile immediately after the camera's off of you.
Well, and you do this thing where you ask me questions that I can't answer because I'm not wearing a microphone. Uh-huh. So I'm like this like weird Silent Bob character. And you like ask me, like, you're like I'll be carrying five things. You're like, mm-hmm. where are you from, Wes? I'm like, I can't answer that right now.
But you can. They'll just have you do ADR later. ADRs, have you? No, you've never done ADR.
No.
It sucks.
Yeah.
You watch yourself and then you have to like match your mouth to it, but then you watch it later and you're like, that didn't match.
That didn't match.
That person just gave up on me.
Pretty much.
Making it match. I hate ADR. I hate post production of anything. It's long and tedious and stupid. Let's see. What else do I want to know about you, Wes? Oh, wait. Let's see. People on Twitter have asked questions about you. I should have brought this up, or I should have gone through this earlier, but I didn't, because guess what, Wes? This is how I roll! Unprepared!
I'm not gonna lie, I'm sure it sounds vain, but I've searched it, you know, I've looked up on that, because I don't have a Twitter account, but I've looked on the Twitter and said what people have twatted mm-hmm. at us.
Here's a tweet.
They ship us, Nicole. They want us to go
on a
ship together.
Which is wild because you wear a ring. Mm. Okay, so 5 days ago, someone said, Wes is the most underrated television star to date.
Goddamn right.
Who else has a crush on the techie Wes from the show Nailed It? Let's see. You just need Wes from Nailed It to clean up all your messes, which is... Dream Man, Wes from Nailed It.
I'm now in. Somebody called me a muscle poodle, and it's now my name in my wife's phone. So
that's very funny, yeah. Muscle poodle.
Muscle poodle.
Well, because you got a head full of curly hair. Is it receding? Pull your hair back. Oh no, not at all.
I thought you were like, oh no, it's all gone.
Oh no, Wes, you bald headed. No. No, you have a full head of hair. Oh wait, we have to take a break.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, N-U-U, ly.com. That's Newly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Newly with two U's with code DATEME20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back. Okay, Wes, we were talking about your hair. It's curly. It's full. Does your daddy have full hair?
He went bald pretty early, actually.
Oh, so yeah. Is the hair from your mom's side of the family?
I don't know how. I'm not a scientist, Nicole. I can't answer those questions.
Well, I am. It's from your mom.
Okay.
Are your parents still living?
Mom, yes. Dad, no.
Oh, dang. That's sad. When did Daddy West pass?
3 years ago.
Ooh, so it's still probably fresh.
We'll bet.
We won't talk about it. My parents have been dead for a while, so ooh. Ooh, I love making jokes about being an orphan. I will make jokes about it, and my best friend Sashir will be like in a mixed group, and
I'll make a joke about my dead parents and she'll laugh hysterically and someone will be like, oh my God.
Like too hard.
It's like, yeah. What? And then she's like, no, you don't know. I've known her for like 10 years. She says shit like this all the time and she's awful. That's just her. It's one of my favorite things to make jokes about because people just get so sad about it. Where does your mom live? Does she live in?
She is still in Illinois. Yeah.
Do you have siblings? Are there West siblings?
I have a half sister.
Oh.
And then I had an older brother who was 2 years older than me, and he passed away as well.
Okay. Yeah, ooh, baby.
Super dark.
We got so much death in the West House. Okay. How long ago was that?
2.5 years ago.
Ooh, even fresher. Mm-hmm. We won't talk about that. Are you close to your sister?
Yeah.
Does she look like you?
Not really. I think she took after more of my dad, and I think I look more like my mom.
Me and my sister look nothing alike.
What's the age difference between
a year
you
and a half?
You're the older one or the?
I'm the younger one, but she's she was like known in high school as Nicole's sister because guess who's louder? She's 5 foot nothing, loves Jesus, and about like 140 pounds. And she is quieter than a mouse.
She's the polar opposite of you.
Quiet, yes. And she's like, I love
you
Jesus.
You hate Jesus.
I you hate Jesus. I love screaming. I love gobbling dicks. And she's like, I love Jesus. Dicks are fine. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to not be loud. My mother used to be like, I wish you and your sister were just like half of each other and then put together because then you'd be the perfect person. And I'm like, hey, don't do that. I'm fucking perfect the way I am. Then she died. So she got hers. Let's see. Wes, how long have you been in AD?
For 4 years now. Yeah. 4 or 5 years.
And then what were you before?
Because you PA. I was working my way up. Like I started ladder. I've worked on some terrible like independent movies
as
like
an
unpaid PA or boom operator, the guy who holds the microphone, or I've washed dishes on Top Chef as a PA.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's nice. Those magical elves rewarded you. That's the production company, Magical Elves, which I think is a strange name because aren't elves inherently magical? It's a redundant name.
I'm not going to say anything because they hire me for
stuff. Oh, I mean, they pay me tons of money, but I'd say that to their face. I'd be like, you should just be Magical or Elves. Not Magical Elves.
It is a bit of a redundant name.
Right?
But great company.
They are
great
a good company. Jane and Dan are great people who truly let me do whatever I want.
They throw a hell of a Christmas party, too.
Do they? I have not been.
Yeah, I'll make sure you can be my plus one this year.
Free booze?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, baby. I love free booze. I really love free booze. Do you run into this when there's like free food or free booze? You're like, gotta load up. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
And then you're like too drunk. And you're like, why did I do this? And you're like, because
it was free. Yeah. Or if it's like, you know, if it's like an all you can eat buffet, or like all you can drink thing and you've paid money for it, you are going to, I'm going to overeat and overdrink.
Yes.
Because like I spent my hard earned dollars on it and I can have as much as I want. So
yes.
I'm going to shove some egg rolls in my pocket for the road.
Do you do that?
I have done that.
I used to bring a Ziploc bag with me to buffets, and I would fill it with things that weren't goopy, and then I would take it home and eat it later.
Mm-hmm.
Purse snacks. That's purse what snacks. I call it. A purse snack. Oh, fuck. I was going to say something, and I cannot remember. Oh, what's your favorite drink, Wes?
I'm a beer guy. I like good, like, beers.
Oh, so like drink, a Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, no.
Or like a Coors Light? Or like a Bud Light? Or the High Life, Miller High Life?
I like knocking back some foamers, some Natty Ices. No, I like beer, I like scotch, love red wine. Beer, scotch, red wine, pretty much.
I cannot drink red wine because my dad used to drink red wine before he became a dead person, and he just had like a case of red wine in the house, so I would just drink it because, you know, if you have a case, you're not noticing when a bottle goes missing. And one day I drank two full bottles, passed out, puked in my sleep, woke up, and I didn't have my contacts in. And I was like, what is this goop in my bed? And I was like, in it? And I was like, oh, no, I think this is puke. And then I put my glasses on. And I was like, you were playing in puke. And then I, like, washed my sheets and was like, I guess I don't drink red wine anymore. And I have had maybe 4 glasses since then, and that was in 2007.
And what's your drink of choice now?
Rosé?
Spritzer?
I like rosé because it tastes good in the summer. I also like a vodka soda. And the brand I like is Smirnoff.
Natural.
Very, very natural. Mm-hmm. I don't know when those ads will roll out, but I got to work with Ted Danson. What a fucking dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I think he's my best friend.
I'm jelly. I'm not
gonna
lie.
We had a great time. Let's see. I want to know more about your relationship.
Okay.
So you guys seem to travel a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just the two of you when you travel most of the time?
Yeah, usually.
Do you find that so much time together is, like, do you ever get on each other's nerves, like, when you're traveling?
I think, yes, there's, I feel like, and it depends on, like, the vacation that we're doing, because we just got back from Japan, and this was, it wasn't it wasn't like a beach and a book vacation, like, we were, like, in the subways in Tokyo and taking the bullet trains and flights to Hokkaido. And like we had a car situation fall through and then we just became a giant pain in the ass to like trains, buses, taxis, biking. And that's why I love my wife is because she is the best person to do that where we would just like, you know, we'll figure it out together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like before we take trips, we'll look at each other and give the whole like, listen, this is going to get stressful. There's going to be times where, you know, like we're going to be snippy because there's that, you know, there's the whole like we're spending all this money. We're going on vacation. Everything's got to be perfect. It's like you got to fucking let that go and say like shit's going to go wrong and we're going to get on the wrong train or miss a flight or whatever. And like we're just going to roll with it and we're going to say it nice. That's the biggest thing. It's like I'm going to say it nice if I've got something to like something I need you to do or wish you were doing. I'm just going to fucking take the extra second. And say it nicely, and that makes a huge difference.
That's nice. I know you just said nice, and I'm saying that's nice, but I think it's a nice thing to do, even with like a friend. If you're gonna travel with a friend or something, to just nicely be like, hey, if we had left an hour earlier, we may have made that. Mm-hmm. And it's not me being passive aggressive. I'm just saying the next time I say we should go, we should go.
Yeah.
I'm bad at that. I miss flights all the time because my favorite thing is to get to an airport, walk up to the plane, sit down, and take off, and have no wait time.
I am the exact opposite. I am the guy who still shows up like 2 hours before.
For like a domestic flight?
Like for a domestic flight. I don't care. I don't want to stress. I'll have 7 beers at the bar and then fall asleep on the flight. I don't care, but like I don't want to stress.
I
get places early. I show up on time because I care, Nicole, and you don't care.
I guess I don't give two fucks.
No, you don't.
I'll like adjust cars. Like Netflix will be like, here's a car for this time. And I'll be like, nah, we gonna leave a little later because I want to sleep. And then I make drivers wait because I'm the boss, which is something I've said out loud numerous times because I am the boss. No, but I just.
You're kind of a big deal.
No, I'm not a big deal. I'm mildly successful, but I just don't understand why we all need to be so early. Wes, I want you to go through my Tinder and tell me what's good and bad about it.
Okay.
Okay, and you have to describe what you see because
it's
a podcast.
I see a picture of is it Kim Kardashian on the right, topless eating ramen, and I see you on the left, topless eating ramen, same pink hair, same juxtaposition, and it's amazing, it's incredible. Do you like things on Tinder? Is there a like button?
You can't like on Tinder, Grandpa Wes.
Okay. I'm swiping over. I see you making like a pineapple hat and you've got a big drink. You next to an adorable little pink car. Let's see. I love the picture of you in the onesie climbing the bookcase.
Baby.
It shows your versatile side, you know? It's like, I'm fun.
Well, I figure I got to show my body because it's like a lot of fat ladies will be like, if I just show my face, I think that's enough. And it's like, you gotta let people know if you're a little bigger.
Yeah, that, it's like, I mean, if you're upfront about it and comfortable with it, I just feel like that there's, you know, that way somebody's not showing up with an expectation and being like, ew.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a wellness fact about me is eating cake pays my mortgage. It's good because you do a cake show.
Yeah, baby. And I figure I put that up recently.
It's good.
Bad cakes. They're all shitty.
Nice
contestants. Shitty cakes.
Lovely people. Poopy pastries.
My favorite is when they walk past the mark and you're like, no, no.
We just went over this.
Very funny because it's my first time seeing them and I never see you go over things with them. So I'm like, what are we telling people? Like, what is happening?
No, I show them and we go through it several times and there's a whole process.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like sometimes cameras
sometimes I yell at them for your benefit because I know you're going to giggle out of it.
It's funny. But I get it. Like, a camera's on you and you're like, I've never been on camera like this before and there's 8 fucking cameras. But anywho, yeah. So would you swipe right on that?
Totes would swipe right on this. Yeah, you look adorable.
Baby. Yeah.
You got a cute little doggy in one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's great. You have a, I guess the wildest fact about me is is eating cake pays my mortgage. Is that the only thing in your profile? Like, there's not like a, I like mountain biking. I dislike Republicans.
I feel like that shit you could talk about on a first date, so I don't have that there. I used to have a bunch of acronyms. Like I said, you should know I'm a thought, the happiest out there, which made me laugh really hard when I wrote it. And then another one was, I'm USA, usually sitting around. And then the other one was, I'm a PYT, probably yodeling tonight. And nobody responded to any of them. Nobody was like, can I hear you yodel? Because then it'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll yodel right on your dick.
Dodling is what that's called.
Dodling?
Dick yodeling.
Yeah, I'm a dodel right all over you. But I don't know. It's, if you're a man, but you're married, what would you like a woman to say to you as like a first interaction thing? Like, pretend you're not married.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend Jess gets sucked up into a vortex and time has passed and you're okay with it and you're at peace.
Okay, so the healing process has happened, and I'm ready to get back out there.
It's like 5 years since
family and friends
up
that have, you know, guarded me through this terrible tragedy, but now I'm ready to get out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you want a woman to say to you as like an opening line?
I got nothing. I think so, like someone just being direct and be like, I think you're handsome and like to buy you a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I would be like, that's very sweet of you to say. And then
you
I
don't think that's too forward?
No.
Okay.
There's too much cutting around shit, and especially like that's why I'm glad I'm not doing the fucking dating app thing, especially in this city. Like, LA is like the worst. Like, everybody here, I feel like, has like fucking FOMO. Like, they're afraid to commit to anything because there could be like, if I say I'm coming to your birthday party, like, what if I get like this audition or there's a cooler party or something like that? And like, people are just so afraid to be like, yes, I said I'm going to do this. And so I'm going to be there. If I show up and I'm hungover, who gives a shit? I'm going to roll my ass out of bed and show up because I said I would. And so there's this huge just like fucking FOMO / I don't know if it's laziness or what, but like with dating and now that the apps are out there, like it's got to be 10 times worse. It's like, well, I could go on a date with this girl, but like what if this like Hollywood Tiggs is like, you know, one swipe away and then I'm going to miss out on that because I said yes to this. And that just sounds like a pain in the dick in this town.
It is. Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's like getting worse. And just like my experience on these apps, like 2 years ago, people would be like, yes, let's go out. Now they're just like, I don't know, maybe, maybe, maybe. And now I'm getting a lot of like, let me show you my dick. And I'm like, I don't want it in a picture form.
Yeah.
In person, slap me with it. I don't care. But like a picture, what am I going to do with a picture of someone's dick? I'll say, great, I'm glad you have one. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's very, very tough. And I don't like it. Do you have single friends?
I do.
Wes, why won't you set me up with a friend?
Sure.
Will Let's you? Let's do
it. Yeah.
Oh, what a dream.
Will you really? Yeah. I moved out here with like and have like a very awesome like core group of friends and they're all pretty goddamn dashing young
gentlemen. Are they employed?
Yes.
Are they attractive?
Yeah.
Do they watch Nailed It?
Probably not. Great. I have not seen a full episode of Nailed It.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I watched like one from each season to be like, how do they cut those together?
Yeah.
Do I look stupid? Because they have so much footage. And then the first season, they very much did not tell me what was funny and what was not funny.
Do you think they're ever going to come out with like a super dick remix where it's just like fucking every single dick joke that ever came, like that you've ever said?
I asked the Netflix publicity person who works on our show, Sarah. I was like, can you ask the editors to like super cut all my nasty jokes?
Super dick mix.
She was like, I'll try. And I was like,
you're not going to
try harder.
Yeah.
I would love if they did that, but I don't think they will because I think it'd be too easily mistakable. I don't know, like a kid will find it and be like, why does she talk about her pussy so much?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Scar those little bastards for life.
They like I was in Target and this little girl was like, you're the cake lady, and I was like, ugh. Yeah.
I still just can't get over like that children watch that show because like yeah. what yeah
because you're there and you I'm know there. What I say and you know
oh, I'm there. Do you know how many like fucking fondant penises I've picked up that you've made? The answer is 37.
I love a fondant penis or a modeling dick penis, and Jacques likes them. Jacques is always like, this is accurate.
Can I just take a second to say that Jacques Torres is like the kindest.
The nicest like man I've ever met.
The nicest person on the planet. I would stick him in my pocket. He's adorable. Mm-hmm. I want like if he could like be my like surrogate uncle or so, like French uncle, I would love that.
I would love it too.
Yeah.
He's genuinely so nice.
Yeah. Just a quick shout out to him because he's just, a fucking peach.
He's got to do my podcast too. I'll get through everybody on Nailed It. I'm very excited about this aspect of being set up with one of your friends. Do I get to choose which friend, or do you choose which friend?
I feel like I gotta see where everybody's at as far as current okay. relationship statuses.
Okay.
Plug it into a matrix, and there's gonna be a couple formulas, and then we'll okay. figure it out.
When will this happen for me? How long do I have to wait?
I don't know. Let me ask around. I'll get back to you on Monday.
This is incredible, Wes. I'm thoroughly happy that we're talking because it's honestly, it's been like a nightmare because people lately have just been like, I like your work. And I'm like, well, cool. Like, I'm very happy that you like it, but
you're a person with needs.
Yeah. And I need to suck a dick. I need to suck a dick. I don't need to. I mean, I could. Like, if I died without sucking another one, I'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, you gotta suck one to get someone to munch on that puss. Wes, it's a question I ask all of my guests. If you weren't married, would you date me?
Yes, but not right away, because I feel like when two characters in a TV show get together, like, too early in a season, it, like, you know, like, there's no drama afterwards. Like... So we got to keep them guessing, you know, we got to, there's got to be like, you've got to get in a serious relationship. Mm-hmm. And then I would be like watching from far.
So I would
and
have then, to get into a relationship and then I with would like rob the camera guy.
Exactly. And then I would sabotage it. And then we would get together in like season 8.
Fair.
I feel like.
I mean, season 8, that is a lot of cakes that I'd have to eat.
It's a shitload of cakes.
But I mean, I think my mortgage would be paid off by then, which would be cool. Wes, do you have any questions you want to ask me?
Give me like your last, like the worst date you've had in the last just like 6 months, say.
The worst date?
Yeah.
I haven't been on a date in 6 months.
You haven't been on a date in 6 months?
No.
Do you feel like because you're a comedian and it's like, because I would admit, like to me, it would be a little intimidating. It'd be intimidating to go out with a comic, like someone who's like super funny and outgoing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it'd be like a weird thing where you'd feel like you have to like match it, or I mean, I don't know. I could see that being intimidating.
I had a dude say that on this podcast. This guy, EJ Wiborski, I peed on his floor. It's a great episode. He said that he felt like he had to keep up with me. And he was like, and I didn't think I was going to be able to. So I guess that's a thing, but also...
Just be boring and then you'll get some dick.
Yes, just be a boring person. Yeah. I don't need someone to keep up with me. If anything, I would love just a small little mousy man who's like, there she is. I really like it. She's just going to keep talking. I'll be here. Yes, I like it very much. This is good for me. Like, I don't need anyone to be like up there with me being funny.
Well, I also feel like that might be a little annoying. Like, what? If you felt like you were constantly like competing for the...
I don't know. And that's like dating other comics. Depending on like where they are in their careers, it could be like, oh, we're just trying to get like the next thing and it's a competition. That doesn't seem like fun. And then like after shows, like I don't have chuckle fuckers. There's nobody after a show who's like, ooh, let's fuck.
I have never heard that term before and it's amazing.
A chuckle fucker. Usually a woman.
Chuckle fucker.
Who will fuck any comedian, whether he looks like a dumpster or a human being.
Uh-huh.
She is just happy to be with a funny man. Women
I feel like it's because of the fragile male ego that it's mm-hmm. like it's different for like women, like, oh, he, like, you know, he's like, it's like he's not good looking but he plays a guitar, but it's mm-hmm. like he's not great looking but he's really funny. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like I feel like the male ego is just like can't handle that they're not, I don't know, like, you know, they're just intimidated. You're kind of fucking scary. Cool.
I guess. I don't think I'm scary, but also I'm me. Isn't yet. Yeah, I don't know who coined the term chuckle fucker.
Is the stand-up comic scene, is there a lot of like hookups like in that world? Because I feel like there's, because like
it's on, like, very incestuous.
Crew side is the same thing, where it's just like if you're spending. Like a lot of people get, they're called showmances. A lot of people meet their significant others on shows. Like you're with these people for 12 to 16 hours a day, mm-hmm. 5 to 7 days a week, you know, months at a time. So.
But I feel like all crew members are married. Like every camera operator I've ever worked with has been married or in a relationship.
I mean, like it depends on the show, like what kind of show you're doing.
Any show, scripted, unscripted, they're all fucking married. I have yet to meet, unless you're like a real weirdo, I've yet to meet anyone in my age range who is single. And I think it's because they're in a union pretty early, they make steady money, and they're like, oh, I can get married. I make good money. Mm-hmm. Why not settle down, maybe have a kid? I don't know. That's just my experience. So I stopped looking at work. And now I'm just... floating around. Well, I've also just been like really busy. Like I've just been like in New York and like doing shows. And like this week I've had a show like every night. And it's like, I don't have time.
You are a hustler. Like you told me that you were going to go do like a show after we finished filming one day. And I was like blown away because I went home and like cried because I was exhausted.
Well, that was because I left my manager right before we started shooting, and he didn't tell me when we were starting, so I didn't know we were starting, like, that Monday, mm-hmm. so I didn't cancel any of my shows for that week. And then the next week, I was like, oh, it's not that bad doing shows after shooting. I'll just do some more shows. Also, I got some new material those 2 weeks, mm-hmm. so I was like, actually, it was kind of helpful. And then you learn how to perform, like, on fumes, where you're like, I'm tired. Did I say this? I don't know. And it's just, it was interesting. But yeah, I do hustle. I hustle hard because no one's just going to give me anything. I'm a fat black woman. Like, no one's dying to give me these things. I have to, like, go be like, come on, give it to me. Give me what I want. So I try. And you work a lot.
Yeah.
You're a little hustler.
Yeah.
All right, Wes. We've come to the end. The end of our time together. The end of the podcast. Wes.
Do you want to keep being friends in real life, though?
Yes, let's be friends. Do you have anything you want to promote?
No, I'm not. No. No, I don't. I'm not an actor or a public figure of any sort.
Well,
so.
You could promote world peace.
Sure.
You could. What's your favorite television show?
I mean, I'm catching up on The Handmaid's Tale right now.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I mean, other than that, I'm just like a nerd who likes like Game of Thrones and reads a bunch of those books.
Everyone
and...
continue to watch Game of Thrones and Handmaid's Tale. For me. So Wes can have his content.
Do I have anything to promote?
I don't know. You might have something that...
I do. I'm working on a tell-all Nailed It book. It's just really that would gritty be behind the scenes.
Truly a dream. It'd be like 6 pages long and be like, this is wild. Oh, gross. Okay, so if you like Why Won't You Date Me and you like this episode, rate it 5 stars on iTunes. And if you want to see my Tinder profile, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Nicole Byer Comedy. But if you like the podcast, rate it 5 stars. And if you leave me a nasty comment, I'll read it on the podcast. So Ashley J said, Nicole, are you a rare steak? Because I'd eat you even if you're bleeding. Which is disgusting and I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, this person, Clocaine, C-H-L-O-C-A-I-N-E, said, Nicole, please, please put your butt in me while I chug your jugs. I want to burrow inside your nice warm puss and live there until I perish. Then I want you to queef me out into the sun.
Graphic and specific.
I just like that I would queef someone out into the sun.
Yeah.
Because that means I'd have to like sit with my legs open, wait for the queef, and then be like, goodbye.
Can you queef on cue? Is that like a thing that you can do?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have to be in a certain position though, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jess could probably queef on cue.
I don't know these things. I'm going
ask
to ask.
When
I'm
you get
ask.
Home, ask her. And then, this is graphic, but if you're like hitting her doggy style, she will queef.
Yeah. But I didn't, like, I just thought it was, I didn't know if it was a thing, but like.
Some can do it on command.
Okay.
I mean, I would say it would work maybe like 47% of the time.
That's not bad.
Thank you. A little bit, half of the time, you know. But sometimes, you know, but also like who's trying to queef? Queefing sometimes is embarrassing. You're like, my pussy just farted. I'm so sorry. But then it's like not a pussy fart because air is just getting trapped in your puss. That's what a queef is. But then I guess that's what a fart is. Air's trapped in your butt. Our bodies are
wild. They're weird.
They're very weird.
We need to get a scientist on here to talk about queefs and get down to the bottom of it.
But yes. But another, I think I just did. Okay. I think it's air in your puss. Wes, thank you very much for doing this episode of my podcast, even though, have you ever done a podcast before? No.
No.
So this is your first time podcasting. First How time. Was it? Did you hate it?
No, it was great. I had a great time. Okay. I started with the headphones on.
Yes.
And that was like, and then you started shouting, and then I took the headphones off immediately.
I'm very sorry.
That and I think I would hear the sound of my own voice and be like self-conscious about it.
Well, there's no reason to be self-conscious. You're a good question answerer. And you were interesting. This has been great. Thank you, Wes. Watch Nailed It. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.